last full workday before the total solar eclipse, so I thought we'd talk to Michael Tilley, not about the eclipse, but about other things. How are you doing, Michael?
Well, I guess so. I mean, is that like you're afraid I'm going to go dark on you? I don't understand the connection.
Just that we're talking a lot about the eclipse on the program over the few days. You're, of course, with Talk Business and Politics. Most Fridays we begin with you. We'll do that today, review some of the things that happened in the past week. Let's talk about the Walmart earnings numbers that came out. They were down.
Well, they were down. It's kind of one of those the bad news was good news kind of stories. You know, Walmart has said, or Mr. McMillan and others have said for some time that, you know, don't expect big gains, big year-over-year gains in our income. You'll see top-line numbers gain, but you won't see the bottom-line number gain because we're going to be buying online companies. We're going to be investing in e-commerce. We're going to be investing in more wages. Well, they were down. It's kind of one of those the bad news was good news kind of stories. You know, Walmart has said, or Mr. McMillan and others have said for some time that, you know, don't expect big gains, big year-over-year gains in our income. You'll see top-line numbers gain, but you won't see the bottom-line number gain because we're going to be buying online companies. We're going to be investing in e-commerce. We're going to be investing in more wages. We're going to be lowering prices to compete with new competitors coming into the market. And lo and behold, all of those things that Mr. McMillan and others said 3 or 4 years ago, it's pretty much, I mean, you can almost check every one of those things off the list. And so what we saw earlier this week was their second quarter net income fell more than 23% compared to the same quarter of last year. Their first full 6 months of their fiscal year, their income's down 13%. However, their revenue is up. They beat expectations, both on the what Wall Street expected on both revenue and on earnings. So they're getting a good thumbs up. I mean, you even had Jim Cramer, who from, you know, CNBC, the mad, the crazy guy on CNBC, was just gushing. I mean, he was gushing to the point I was almost embarrassed for him over how Walmart performed. But we're still seeing they had 60% sales growth on their e-commerce site, which just continues to be amazing. And Kyle, pretty much there are maybe a few exceptions, but it's interesting to see these analysts. They are really on board. They're really bullish with Walmart. They think that it's really down to a Walmart Amazon race, and everybody else, you know, they'll be in a second tier after them. And some even think that Walmart may have an advantage because they've got, you know, 4,600 plus stores around the country that they can utilize their online. They can marry up with their online services that Amazon does not have.
As quickly as retail seems to change in the 21st century, today's victory has to be followed up by several more.
Yeah, I mean, look, Amazon could roll out some whiz-bang technology Monday that nobody's ever thought of, and yet the game just changes, or they decide to buy dollar store or something like that. Yeah, but it's, for now, yeah, this is definitely a relay race, or a marathon, I should say, and I think Walmart and Amazon are out front setting the pace.
Other news this week includes a request for the governor to set a new execution date. And if you recall, back in the spring, we went through so much with executions. What's the latest on this, Michael?
Well, we'll see. This is Jack Green. He has exhausted his appeals. And well, let me back up a little bit. You know, we executed four people back in April. I think we're wanting to execute eight, but we just got four court cases stop the other. But remember, the state had run out of drugs, or had run out of one of the components. There are three drugs used in lethal injection, and they'd run out of one component. Well, they have now acquired enough of that component to set one execution date, and Attorney General Leslie Rutledge has asked Governor Hutchinson to issue a death warrant for Jack Green. Now, he is back in October 93. He killed a preacher living in Knoxville in Johnson County, which is my home county, and I somewhat remember this happening, but he had also killed his brother, Tommy Green, before that, and had a long history of violence, but he also has a history of mental instability. And just, I'm not an expert, but when you look at the records, it's not a minor mental instability. He appears to be severely mentally ill, but he's exhausted his appeals. The courts have said, no, nope, we don't see it that way. So we will see how quickly Governor Hutchinson reacts to set a date. We reached out to the governor's office yesterday, and they gave us no timeline. They gave us no hint of a timeline. But he could be the next one. Kyle, I'll be surprised if there's not an execution date set before the end of the year.
All right. Michael Tilley is with Talk Business and Politics. You can read about all of these stories and many others at any time at talkbusiness.net. Michael, have a great weekend.
Hey, you too, and thanks.